Well, good morning. Got to think of the song that we sang this morning, Jesus, Joy of Living. Comfort, peace, and rest. I want to wish everybody that this morning. What's peace worth? Peace with God. And His comfort and rest. I feel in need of a prayer this morning, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You this morning with thankful hearts. Thank You, Lord, that we have a place to meet again this morning, Lord. Thank You for another beautiful day You've given us. Thank You for providing health, that we could all be here this morning. Father, again, we look to You again this morning for that fresh manna from heaven, Lord. Just pray, Father, that You would bless this little few thoughts that I have, Lord, and help my staggering tongue and my nervousness, Lord, and just have me speak, Lord, what You want me to speak. Thank You, Lord. We just commit this time, this message, and everything to You in Your name, Your precious name. Amen. Okay, so when I got my text to see if I would be interested in having an opening or a meditation, my mind went to the parable of the sower. This is nothing new. I have nothing new. But we, if you're anything like I am, we need to be reminded again and again the seriousness of sitting there, my seriousness is sitting there and listening to the Word of God, to the seeds. And somewhere, the parable of the sower has like four categories, you could say, different stages of the heart. And as I leave this building today, the Word that the brother will be preaching, I will be in one of them categories if I understand this scripture right. Now, it gives it in Mark and Matthew and Luke, and I chose Mark to read out of this morning. So, if you want to follow along, it's in Mark 4. We'll read from 1 through 20. Now, I was very agreed with how Aiden shared already that we're in the time of year where the seeds are getting planted, and they're getting planted in full swing. I mean, the farmers want to get it done. And it's getting late already, and there's some pressure there. And like Aiden said, that it's not only getting the seed is getting in the world, how we look at it and how the world looks at it, I guess. I was very agreed the way Aiden laid that out. So let's read this. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken! Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where there had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it became unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. Parables. Jesus taught a lot in parables. And just in my own words, I wrote down what a parable looks to me. Jesus taught many parables. What is a parable? It's a story Jesus talked about that maybe didn't actually happen, but Jesus talked about things he knew we would face in this life. Things we go through, challenges and things we go through as we go through life. Jesus knew what we was going to go through. So he has a lot of parables. So yesterday, we did our garden. We tilled it. We carried out rocks. For some reason, every year there's a few more rocks. We leveled it, prepared it. We sowed the seeds. Tried to get nice straight rows. We took a measuring stick and measured the rows. Seems like if we don't, every time we get them too small, we can't take the tiller up and down. So we went through all that, and we sowed the seed. And this morning, I started thinking about the work there that we did. And I said, you know, it had been a lot easier just to, you know, kind of no-till. Just get the seeds and kind of throw them out there and take the rake and just kind of rake it around there and come back in October and see how things look. But no, I got to thinking, so why did we do that? Why didn't we do that? Or why did we do what we did in the first place? Well, our goal was hundredfold, to get what we could out of this little plot. That was our goal. I don't think if we had had it in our minds, it's let's try for 30. If we get a little less, that's okay. But I think we should strive for hundredfold. So the other way if we would have just took the shortcut and scattered the seeds and kind of raked it in, and the radishes would have come up with the sweet corn, and there would have been tomatoes in the flowers, and it would have been a mess. So let me back up a little bit here. We got the summer to gather the fruits from this little plot that we sowed. We got one summer. And in October, September, there will be a harvest. And we can gather these fruits, and we can can, and we can put them away, we can eat fresh or whatever. Now, if we look at this in a spiritual sense, we got one life, one summer, so to speak, and then there will be a day of judgment. And I can't go up to the Lord and tell Him, you know, I kind of goofed up. Could I redo this? The time is now. When the Lord speaks to me, the time is now to do the redoing. So, like today, we gather together to be reminded, to be fed from the manna from heaven, our spiritual food. But yet Jesus tells us there are four different types of soil, four different types of hearts, you could say. I'm hoping there's just one here today, one type here today. When I leave here today, after the brother brings the message, I'll be one of those types of soil. There's need to be preparation to be made to the soil to get ready for the seed. It's the Word of God. We need to go to God for help in preparing for the seed, just as we need to plow the garden and till the garden and get that ready. And the Lord is the one that can do this if we give ourselves up to Him. So I'm going to read. I did read it. So I'm going to start here. With the seed, where it says about the seed. It says the seed in Lucas, I think it says the seed is the Word of God. And I got these in different categories. I don't know if this makes sense or not, but I got these four different soils in different categories. And the first category, I called it the wayside people. And it comes from verse 15. They didn't understand the word, although it was actually sown in their hearts. And the wicked one took it away. The seriousness of understanding in this chapter is very big. It says in the start, I think it's more in Matthew, about they understood it not. At the first verse. And then at the end, with the ones that have the fruits, say they understood. So that to me, it's the key to going through life, understanding the Word or not understanding it. They didn't understand the Word, although it was actually sown in their hearts, and the wicked one took it away. The seriousness of understanding. Without the Spirit of God, there will be no understanding. God will give us understanding if that is what we're seeking. I got some more verses to go with understanding later. But when you think about this, this was actually sown in their hearts. And the enemy took it away. That's pretty thought-provoking. That's one group of people. The other one is the immediately people. comes from verse 15, 16, and 17. It reads, Satan came immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And when they have heard the word, they immediately received it with gladness or with joy. But when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Receiving it with joy. You know, I've sat there and I think sometimes, you know, this is just what I need. This is good. This is just what I need. I'm receiving this with joy. And the one says with gladness. Joy and gladness. You know, the chills may go up and down my spine and I'm just, this is really good. But Jesus warns us that this, I had to think of Zacchaeus. I don't pronounce his name right, but you know who I mean. He made haste, came down from that tree and received him joyfully. We didn't know what happened to Zacchaeus after that, but according to the Bible, there was some debt there because he gave half his goods to the poor. And if he had taken anything from any man by any false accusation, he restored it fourfold. I think the man was serious. He received Jesus with joy, and I think he lived in that, and he went for that. He went for, you could see here, he was striving for hundredfold. There was depth there, seriousness and understanding. The people, the immediately people, seem to make quick decisions and choices. They lack depth. The word was sown very lightly. The word must be sown deep into our hearts, grounded and rooted. It's like our relationships. If there's no depth, it will only last so long. The seed that doesn't grow with Jesus dies quickly. I found that note in my Bible. I don't know where I heard it, but I jotted it down. The seed that doesn't grow with Jesus dies quickly. Next, we got the distracted people. Comes from verse 19. Here, there's something deeper in their hearts than Jesus. Something else that controls them. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. There's something out there that distracts them. When we sit in here and I sit there and I listen, where is my mind? Am I kind of distracted? Or where is my mind? What are, it says that the lusts of other things entering in. Things that are before Jesus, in other words. Then it chokes the word. And we become unfruitful. Now the one that we want to focus on and strive for are the fruitful people. Now, this is the group we want to focus on and be in. These people hear the word and understand it, and then come the fruit. Remember how we started on the first verse where it says they understood it not? These people, in Matthew says, they understand it. They understood it. So they got the fruits. First it was 30, 60, and 100. And as I thought about these seeds being sown, I had to think of this year, how some of these seeds got sown a little too quick, you could say. This year there were some seeds planted early. Some of them was too early. I've been watching these guys and the farmers, and they planted the seeds, and it got cold and wet. And some of the seeds rotted. Some came up, but there was a lot of replanting that happened. It seems the farmers were anxious to get going and didn't count the cost of the time and money it would take to replant. So I don't know what it takes. I seen an insurance guy out in the field the other day, so I don't know. But the time and money that it takes to replant, because they sowed a little too early, and I would have probably been in there right with them. Now, I don't want to discourage any of the youth or to accept Christ at an early age. I think that's very precious. Do it. But we need to count the cost. There's a verse in Psalm 63:1 says, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsts for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I think that that could mean early in the morning, but I also think it could mean early in life. Then I had to think also, well, what about planting too late, accepting the seed too late? Sometimes some of these farmers, sometimes it goes really late. And the later it goes, seems the ground gets harder and harder. And it becomes kind of hard to work with. Sometimes in the spring when you hit it just right, it just falls real nice and just a real nice ground to work with. We are not promised tomorrow. If there's something, if we put this off, accepting this seed, accepting Christ, we're not promised tomorrow. As the summer goes on, the ground becomes harder. If you don't accept the Word, accept the seed, accept Jesus, the same thing will be happening in your heart. The Word says, harden not your heart. Now when we go back to understanding, this is, to me, it was the key to this, to going through life, going through these, accepting Jesus and the seed, and have understanding. God will give us understanding if we desire it. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. I think we just heard that not too long ago. The one that bears fruit are the ones that understand the Word. Consider what I say, and the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. Isn't that precious? In all things. If we go to Him, 2 Timothy 2:7, He will give us understanding in all things. I don't have a lot. I got another verse here, and it's in 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us understanding that we may know Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. May God bless you. There could be a lot more given. You brothers can bring it.